sound of Harry Styles as it was, taking you to 7:30 on a Tuesday morning. As it is, welcome to the morning show. If you're just tuning in, you're on Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Bolito, your local station. And right now, time for a cool local interview. And if you're a motoring fan, well, this is your moment. Get close to the radio. Turn it up, because we're getting into a really, really cool local chat with a local lady who heads up not one, not two, but three really game-changing dealerships. And if you're a Suzuki fan, if you're a Chery fan, and if you have become a fan of the luxury brand known as Omoda, we're going to be talking all of these things right now, because Gisela Witthoft is in the studio. She is the dealer principal, the lady behind Suzuki, Salt Rock, Chery Bolito, and Omoda Bolito too. Gisela, welcome to my dealership. How are you today?
Thank you very much, and thank you for this opportunity. It really means a lot, and it's nice to chat in your studio.
I've been in your dealership more than a few times, and it's always been just a really warm, welcoming. And I guess that's down to the fact that you're trying to put your finger on what is it. There's often an X factor about a place, and trying to nail it. I think it's because you're a family-owned business, am I right?
That's correct.
And you can feel that when you walk in, and there's like this real hands-on approach. You have an eye on everything that goes on under the roof of your dealerships, am I right?
That is correct.
And let's take it back and find out about your journey in the world of wheels and motoring. Where did it all begin?
So basically, my dad, he's always been in the motor industry, and obviously I followed his path. School holidays, I was at the dealership, whether it was cleaning cars or selling cars or learning about the cars.
Understanding all aspects.
Exactly.
End to end. And from there, I mean, launching and opening the showroom doors here on the Dolphin Coast, how long have the dealerships now been spinning?
So in March, basically, it would have been a year.
Hey, celebrations! So
can you believe it? It's already been a year. Time flies.
But, I mean, in the space of that relatively short space of time, just in the morning traffic, it's quite remarkable to see how many of your vehicles are on the road. You see the sticker on the back of the windshield there, Suzuki, Salt Rock, Chery Bolito, and it seems like you're backing the right horses, because these brands really seem to be connecting with consumers. Obviously, Suzuki has got a long history. It's got a really deep fan base. People are passionate about Suzuki. I know Seaweed Steve, our surf man, he's a Jimny driver, and he's taken that thing, I mean, through all kinds of incredible adventures. But Chery, being a relatively new arrival, also seems to have really captured the hearts and minds of South Africans. And I mean, we'll talk about Omoda in a second as well. But what do you think it is about the Chery offering that gets people so excited?
So I think that generally South Africans have moved more towards the SUV sort of segment. Mm. And obviously Chery, being new in the country, they have literally hit the ground running. Their products are good value for money. They offer fantastic. I mean, the fact that their engine warranty is a 10-year or a 1 million-kilometer warranty, I mean, that alone, it says a lot. And
that is insane.
That is, and the standard features that you get, it's absolutely incredible. It's
fully loaded. I mean,
exactly.
The value for money is one thing, but if you look at the reviews consistently, the build quality, the technology that goes into these things, the comfort, and then the reliability. You talk about that kind of backup. And you'd be hard-pressed to find any other auto mark that can give you that kind of confidence behind a product. And one of the most, I think, exciting and accessible and affordable SUV offerings has got to be this Chery Tiggo 4 Lit. Because it really is lit, am I right?
Literally. So obviously the manual starts at 279,900, which is a fantastic
for an SUV, eh?
Exactly. And the standard features, you actually can't believe the standard features that comes at a price for 279,900.
Look, seeing is believing, of course, and getting behind the wheel and experiencing it is something else. So if you have yet to actually get up close and personal with a Chery, and this Chery Tiggo 4 Lift, it's going to win you over. But my advice would be to make a beeline for the dealership this week really go and sit in the thing and start it up and feel what it's all about. And look, this is one of many exciting things that have been on the cards at your dealerships. Bringing it back to Suzuki, this week, I believe, is a big week for Jimny fans because it's been on the radar for a while. The buzz and the rumors have been circling. A five-door Jimny is about to arrive. Is that right?
That's correct.
Can we confirm it?
We can confirm it.
And is this the week?
Most likely, yes.
Wow.
Yes. So obviously the public will be welcome to come and have a look at it. We are expecting it towards the end of the week. So possibly if you're free on Saturday, come have a look.
The Jimny is growing up, eh? Five doors, which means you can get that that same iconic Jimny rugged go anywhere vibe, but now with a bit more space for the family.
Exactly.
Incredible stuff. And then, of course, not forgetting Omoda, which is this luxury offering from the Chery family, and a car that turns heads in so many different ways. The styling, just from an exterior, it stands out. It makes an impression, and then you get inside, and it's just something completely on another level. And now it's standing on its own as its own brand. It's not kind of under the Chery umbrella anymore. How has the response been to this luxury offering?
So it's actually been very interesting. The clientele that the Moda has attracted is definitely a more premium segment. And obviously, I mean, the CE5 has been launched. There are a few more models that are going to be coming up. And obviously, as well, the Jaku as well. So there's a lot of growth in the brand, and we're very excited to go with the brand.
It's definitely a story that we're going to be keeping eyes and ears on as it continues to grow and make inroads into the South African market. But for folks looking to find out about where you're based, and your first port of call for Suzuki, Chery and Omoda, but I believe you've got a really exciting second-hand vehicle offering as well, hey?
That is correct. We stock anything from a double cab bucky to a luxury SUV to a small runaround. We try and basically cover all the markets that we can.
Awesome stuff. So no matter what your bracket or your budget, if you're looking for a first car or a student thing or a workhorse, a company car, you'll find it. And if Gisela and the team don't have it at the dealership, I'm sure they'll track it down for you.
That's great.
Because you've got, as you say, you've got roots, you've got a network, and you're able to make a plan. And pretty much everyone I've spoken to who has had the pleasure of dealing with you and buying a vehicle through one of your wonderful local dealerships is just so impressed by the whole experience, how hands-on you are, and how you've held their hand through every step of the journey. And again, it goes back to this kind of family-owned thing that you're really invested, you really care. And you, not just about your customers and the business, but the community in general. You're always putting up your hand, getting involved with lots of community initiatives. You were just telling me about something that involved our local police station, am I right?
Yes, that's correct. So the trauma unit reached out and requested basically what's been happening is they've been getting to scenes and nobody can identify them in the process of counselling. So we basically sponsored shirts for them, and we're getting it branded, and I mean, it's the least we can do.
That's awesome. They do
incredible things in our community, and a lot of the times we don't even know about it.
This is the kind of thing that really shows that you got a heart for your community. I mean, that's our neighborhood SAPS. You're just around the corner, your neighbors basically. For those that are trying to figure out where you're based, I mean, if you're on the school run this morning, if you're heading through to Mshlali, you'll be driving right past. What's the actual address?
That's correct. So it's 1 Old Salt Rock Road, Mshlali. It's basically opposite Cindy's, Rockfield, or the workstation.
it's kind of iconic. You can't really miss it if you're heading through Doom's Folly. And all of this goodness under the supervision and careful love and attention of Gisela and her team, Suzuki Salt Rock, Cherry Bolito, and Omoda Bolito, and just 1.5 years in town and really making a big splash. We know that there are going to be many more birthdays and milestones to celebrate. Let me tell you, if you're looking for an exciting 4x4 offering, make sure that you're heading through to check out that 5-door Jimny when it arrives, as well as that Cherry Tiggo 4 lit. And for updates on that front, can people keep their eyes on social media, maybe?
That's correct, on Facebook.
There you go. So, Suzuki Salt Rock, Cherry Bolito, and Omoda Bolito, and Gisela, thanks for giving us a little bit of a background, a little bit of a perspective on all of this exciting stuff. We're definitely going to need to book another chat to talk about some of the other exciting things that are on my radar. And once that that Jimny is live and in town, how about we do a little review? What do you say?
That sounds good.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, and bringing you back to the music after a little motoring moment. Let's hit the road with Roses. Saying you're halfway there. Just getting things going on a Tuesday. It's your local station, Radio Life and Style.